Everything begins up there, in the sky. It is the blank page that allows me to dream, to escape, to imagine. From being a benevolent observer of its infinite canopy, I become the protagonist of a far more material reality. I slip warily into the ranks of pedestrians, and the street becomes my favorite experience. I touch the city and its memory and experience a disarray and an accumulation of forms that comfort me. I trust my desire and begin to resonate with this environment that rocks me to the rhythm of the bodies. It is this richness that nourishes me. The freedom to move is the most powerful of experiences. The more intense the movement, the stronger my sense of equilibrium, yet another sign that I am in my natural environment. In the middle of this empty space, I feel my body get lost in a space that has become too big. And yet, here we speak, we meet, we take action to make ourselves heard. This sensation of emptiness that comes from the calm water, as it sparkles with the currents, rests and relaxes me. As a stiff breeze whips and reddens my face, nature moves to the rhythm of the whispers that inhabit me. I wonder about the original ground beneath, that of the earth's crust, as it was on the very first day. Signs and symbols and my bearings dissolve into the fog of the night. Material is but a single entity, dark and flat. At night, the street channels my memories. My gaze reconciles these two opposing worlds, while the lives of others, under the accumulation of lights from the windows, take up the whole space. The city can take every form and features in every imaginary, rather like nature. The dust, which filters my direct relationship with spaces and objects, helps me to harness my imagination to reality. As I observe the weeds that proudly reappear between the stones, in the asphalt, through the cement, I am reminded that instinct triumphs over reason. Colors and fabrics dance in the windows and occupy space left vacant by the monotony of the facades. I watch the play that is being acted out around me and realize I have an essential role to perform. This city grows with the vigor of ivy. It has no need for a frame to develop. The imperfections of the streets and their fragile equilibrium make me stronger. Malleability of the hot asphalt under my feet reminds me that I am an urbanite.